So today's daf is Yud Gimel, but we'll take it from the bottom of Yud Beis and Beis, the Mishnah there. And we'll take it slow and just be holding in the cheshbonos. There's a lot of different permutations and shitas and various factors. So just let's take it slow and pay attention. So the Mishnah says in the bottom of Yud Beis and Beis, Matza Shtari Chov. If you find the Shtari Chov, a document that says someone owes money, Im Yesh Behen Achrayos. So if there's Achrayos, so then Nechasim Lo Yachzer. You cannot return it. Should based in Nifran Mehen. If it says that the person, the Lover, has to pay back the bank with Achrayos, that not only does he have to pay, but even on his properties that's been sold, he has to pay as well. We do not return the shtar to the malva. We don't give back to the bank, because then he's going to go and collect from the lova, or he's even going to collect from the kuchos who bought the properties with the liens. But if it says ein behem achrayos, it doesn't say achrayos nechasim on them, there's no responsibility upon the lova, so then you can be yachs, you can return the shtar to the malva, to the bank. Shein Basin Nifran Mehem, because Basin will not use this document to collect if it doesn't say Achraus. That's all according to Divrei Rebbe Meir. V'chachamim Omrim, Bein Kach, whether it says Achraus or it doesn't say Achraus, Lo Yachter, you do not return it, Bipnei She Bezdin Nifran Mehem, because regardless of saying Achraus or not, Bezdin will always use this document to collect for the bank. Okay, so that's the Mishnah, unclear why they'll collect if it doesn't say Achraus. So let's go through the Gemara. So the Gemara now says, "But Mayaskin, and what's the case of the Mishnah? Ilema kishechayev mode. If it's when the lover, I admit that I owe money to the bank, I owe $1,000 to the bank. So then, kiyesh ben achrayos nichosim amai lo yachzer. So we should return it regardless. If I say I owe the bank $1,000, so this document, it's a good document, return it to the bank. Even if it has achrayos on it, of course we should return it to the bank. Our Mishnah said, if it says achrayos, we don't return it to the bank." So it can't be a case of, again, amai lo yachzer hamode. Why wouldn't we return the papers to the bank if I admit? So therefore, the Gemara concludes, v'i kishein chai mode. If I don't admit, I said I never borrowed money from the bank. I don't owe any money to you. So then, ki ein bahem achrayos nechosim. So then, if the document doesn't say achrayos on this, amai yachzer, why would we return it? According to Rabbi Meir, it says, if it doesn't say achrayos, you return the document. But I don't admit to it. So why are you returning it? Nehi delo gave mishabde. So granted, the bank won't collect from any properties that I sold that might have a lien on it. I deny it. But still, mibnei chari migbe gave. He's going to collect from the properties that I currently own. But I'm denying ever borrowing any money. So how are they able to return the documents to the bank? So the Gemara says, liolam kishachai mod. It's really a case where I admit I owed money. I owe $1,000 to the bank. So that's why we return the money to the bank. Ah, so why does Rabbi Meir say if it's achrayos, we don't return to the bank? I admit, I owe money, so give the document to the bank. Hacha, hainu taima, the reason why we don't return it in the case of achrayos is because the chayshinan shemakas of lulvos benison. I, as the borrower, may have put together a document that I'm going to borrow money in Nisan. But lo love ad tishrei, but I don't end up borrowing money until Tishrei. So now I borrow money in Tishrei. So what's going to happen is, so now I don't have any money to pay the bank back, and the bank's going to say, okay, we're going to all the properties that we have a lien on. Now we have a lien since Nisan. So they're going to collect a property that I sold in, let's say, ER.
Right.
But that's not fair because I didn't actually borrow it until Tishrei. The lien didn't exist at that point. The guy bought it with full rights, without a lien on it. So that's why we're concerned of. That's what we're concerned of. So when there's achrayos, we're concerned of the timing.
No, we're not talking about any edim that are signing on this. You don't hear anything about that.
Right. There could be edim, but it doesn't make a difference at this point. Because if the zman of the shtar says Elul, rather Nisan, then we're going to go back as far as Elul, Nisan.
There is a case now where a guy goes and he wants to borrow money, so he already prepares a shtar. He has to wait to sign it. And he goes to the Lover, to the Malve, and he says, listen, I got the shtar ready for you. So this. Instead, some people go ahead and say,
right, it's already.
It's already. To you. Just give me the money.
We didn't give it to him. He didn't give it to him until 2 months
right.
later.
But it's not fair to the Lukuchos because.
Now they want to collect
right.
on it.
And
right.
that's it. Yeah.
So then the Gemara says, Yihachi, that's the case. Kol shtari de'asi lekama nechesh laha. So, lahahachi. So, every single case, forget the our Mishnah. Any document that if I borrow money from the bank, they should never be able to collect from my liens because maybe that document was written in Tishrei, but it wasn't a Nisan and only was done in. So as far as we exist, the Gemara says, "Kol shtarei l'roi hanirai." all shtaros or documents are not bad. They're good. If I borrow money, we gave the papers in, the bank's holding on to the papers, there's no reason to think something went wrong with the shtar. So we assume the date that was on was correct. But in this case, the shtar was found, there was a reisa, so we see something's fishy about this case. The document wasn't protected properly, so then we're going to be machmir and say, just like it was fallen, they dropped it in the bank, so to maybe it was written in Nisan, but wasn't lent until Tishrei. And that's why in this particular case, we're concerned for the sake of the Lokuchos. So then the Gemara says, Elohad Itzanan, that Mishnah which says, Kosvin Shtar Lulove, Afal Pishen Malva. Imo, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Baba Basra, that you could write a shtar, the lova could write a shtar, he could put together the documents, even though he didn't borrow the money. And it sounds like lichachila he's allowed to do this. So the Gemara asks, hey, hey, kasvina, how are you allowed to do this? Necha shema kasa lilavos benisam v'lova ad tishrei. Vasa l'mitshev l'shukuchos. We should never, shalokadin, we should never allow a lova to write a document without the malvas and consent, because the trying to protect the lokuchos. So the Gemara says, fine, we understand that point. So we're concerned with that idea of Shema Kaza Lulvos Benisam Lova Atishre. So in light of this, comes along Amar Rav Asi. Rav Asi now says, going on to Daf Yud Gimel now, which is today's Daf, Rav Asi Amar, Bishtare Hakna Deha Shabe Nafshe. So what's going on here? So Rashi says as follows, Bishtare Hakna Shemakne Lo Nechasav Mehayom Ben Yilva Ben Lo Yilva Yigba Mehen Lo Sozman Mehayom. It's where your Makne, I'm writing a document today, and shouldn't we be concerned if the malva isn't here? Maybe I wrote it in Nisan. I don't borrow it until Tishrei. No, when I'm writing it down in Nisan, I'm doing it as a shtar hakna, that all my properties now are already going to be given over to the bank, even though I haven't yet borrowed the money for another 6 months. They already have a shibud from now, even though I haven't borrowed money. In that case, shtar hakna, so then they're able to collect from Lekuchos far back as Nisan. That's the case according to Rav Asi. So then the Gemara says, "Seihachi, that's the case. So there's a shibud because shtar hakna all the way back from the shas ksiva, which is in Nisan. Ihachi mas Nisan dekatani. Our mission, which says, im yesh behen acharayos nechasim. If it says acharayos on the document, lo yachzi, you shouldn't return it. Fine. Volkimna kishachai modem. We said it's a case where the lova agrees that he owes money to this. Umishim shema kasav lovos benisan lo lova at Tishrei." So that's the concern. So Amailo Yachzir. So why don't return the money? Right, the guy, they dropped it. And they found the document, and the Lovin agrees, I owe money to the bank. So now the Gemara says, if it says Acharash, we don't return it. Because we're concerned maybe he wrote it in Nisan and didn't borrow until Tishrei. You're taking Lekuchos incorrectly. So why did the Mishnah say, just you never return the money, you never return the document, if it says achrayos? The Gemara should have said, nechsei, let's take a look at this. E b'shtar hakna, if it's a shtar hakna, when it was written in Nisan as a shtar hakna, even though it wasn't borrowed until Tishrei, all shibudim are already in effect from Nisan, and you should be able to return the document to the bank, and they could collect from any of the lekuchos. E b'shtar hakna, hoshabed le'nafshe, he already was meshabed all his properties, and anybody who buys are buying with a lien, even though I haven't borrowed the money yet.
So a shtar hakna has a different text than a regular shtar with
a chayah. I would have
or,
imagine.
Or maybe he gets edim at the moment that he actually gets the money or something.
The Rishonim talk about if there's a separate kinyan. Is the kinyan in the shtar itself? If you write shtar hakna, that itself is? Or you have to make a separate shtar, a kinyan, I don't know, chalipin or something, and that separate kinyan, b'shas the shtar, that separate kinyan will create a shibud on the rest of the property.
But it's a different text.
I imagine.
Otherwise, it wouldn't say this.
I would imagine there's a different text. I don't know what the text is. I don't know if they provide it for us. I'm sure they write, I don't know, Zos Shtar Hakana. I don't know.
Right.
Or Din Shtar in Aramaic, probably.
Which could make sense because somebody wants to know when he agrees to a loan that the guy doesn't sell his property and then gets, has no responsibility afterwards.
Right, but at the same time, the bank hasn't lent the money in Nisan yet. It's not until Tishrei.
It happens very often. You get a credit line. The moment you get a credit and they make sure that you have all the properties and you can take money out of it, but at the moment that they authorize the credit line, they want to see that you have
it. Interesting, so this is being viewed as a credit line. That's a good way to look at this.
Something like that, maybe.
Okay.
And you don't get the money necessarily either.
Right. But they just agreed to give you that amount of money.
If you want to, but that lien exists from the moment they give you that.
Exactly.
Okay, very good. So the Gemara says, why again did the Mishnah say if it's a shtar with a chrayos, we never return the money back because we're concerned of the lekuchos between Nisan and Tishrei? The Gemara should have said, if it's a shtar kana, they have the right to collect the money because the shibud existed back from Nisan. And ibishtar de lo hakna, if it's a shtar, it's not hakna, where he was not giving up his property under that lien in Nisan. Lek lemechash, we shouldn't be concerned with writing it in Nisan and not getting it until Tishrei. Why? Because the ha amris, we said before, kileka malve bahadei lo kasvinan. We said before, you only write it if the malve is okay with you writing the document, but if he's not there, we don't write a document, chachila, and so such a shtar shouldn't exist. The only shtar that exists where the zman is written before the actual hava would be a shtar kna. In the case of a shtar kna, the shibudim exists, so the bank has every right to collect from the lekuchos. So you should be able to return the document to the bank. So says the Gemara, Amar Lei Ravasi. Ravasi says, Afa gav deshtari delav hakana kileke milva malve bade lo kasvina. Even though normally we don't allow a non-hakana shtar to be written if the bank isn't present, Masisin, our mission is a different case. Kivin dinafil Since our mission is a case where the document was found, no one drops documents. So since it fell, they found it on the floor somewhere, there's some reisa. So just like there's a reisa that was fallen, it fell from someone, perhaps it's possible someone also wrote such a shtar without the malva being present, and therefore it's a chashash. A forge, might not say forge, but maybe he didn't. I want to borrow money from so-and-so. It wasn't forged, no one signed the document, he just wrote the text of it. He didn't forge it necessarily.
The
transaction hasn't happened yet, but later on in Tishrei, the bank says, okay, we'll sign off on this later on. But even though normally people don't write such a document, maybe it happened that this guy did.
It could also be that they wrote it and the terms changed. Right. They said, okay, let's write another one with a different term.
The contract.
They threw it out, and then this one was never never went into effect.
Right. The Gemara doesn't suggest it. I would imagine you would think to rip it up, though. In that case,
you would
have ripped it up. So in this case, the guy on his own, the Lova, didn't follow the halacha and the Mishnah. He wrote the document without asking the bank first, but he didn't forge any signatures there. He just wrote a text. And then they signed it later on, so even though it's unlikely, it's possible that happened, since, again, our Mishnah is a case where the shtar was found, it dropped from someone, which is an unlikely circumstance. This shows a certain reisa, this may have been a possibility as well. That's all according to Rav Asi. Again, there's this concept of shtar hakna, that from the moment of Nisan, when you write it, the shibudim already exist. But then comes along Abaye. Abaye Amar differently. Abaye says, Eidav b'chasumav zochin lo. Now, the case is that when you write the document and the Eidim sign, even it's not a shtar hakna, it's where the Eidim who are signing on the document already create the shibud. It's a similar answer to Rav Asi, but it's a different mechanism. It's not that the document's different. It's the same document. There's no shtar hakna versus non-shtar hakna. Every shtar that has Eidim Chasumim and your name is on it, even though you haven't borrowed the money yet, the moment you write it with Eidim and Nisan, the Shibudim already exists. Because Chosmim Zochin Lo. V'afilu shtar delav hakna. Even if it's not a shtar hakna, the Eidim Chasumim alav are already going to create Shibudim. Mishum de Kashila. Because Abai came to this answer, he was bothered by the following problem. Kevin Damris Bishtari delav hakna. Since we said a shtar that's not hakana, just a regular shtar, ki lesa lemalve b'hadei lo kashvinan, we said you never write a document if the bank isn't present, then leka lemechash dekri because of it. It's unlikely that this would ever happen. How could Rav Asi suggest that our Mishnah is a case where it happens to be the Lova wrote a document in Nisan without the malva being there? Oh, maybe it happened. That's what Rav Asi said. But Abai says, no, we've already said that. It doesn't happen. People follow halacha. We don't assume people are going against the halacha. And the halacha is that a lova could only write if the bank is present. So therefore, we don't want to assume that's the case of the Mishnah. So he created this chiddush that when the lova writes a document, even though he hasn't borrowed the money just yet, the eidav b'chasumav are zochin lo to the malva, to the bank, and the properties are have a lien on them.
But the malva has to be present still. Yeah,
he has to be present. He has to be present.
The lach is actually present even though he doesn't give the money.
Exactly. Even though he doesn't write a shtar hakna, the Eidim alone give that shiba to the malva. And he doesn't borrow for 6 months later. The credit line's there, but the lien already exists
but
now.
But to go with a shtar ahead or a pre-signed, that's against halacha. That stays. Meaning, in this case, the malva has to be present even though he doesn't give the money.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. That makes sense, though.
Yeah, it does.
Any,
it does.
Issues.
Okay, so that's Shitas Abaye. So now the Gemara says, Ela haditna on the Mishnah, which tells us, which appears in Maseches, here Bab Metzia later on, Mata gite nashim v'shechrurei avadim. You find a get on the floor. You find a get shechra that an Eved Kenani goes for. You find daitiki, which Rashi says is referring to a tzavav shchimera. It's almost like a will. It's a will, particularly when a person's on his deathbed. Matana, a document of a person gave a gift to another person. Or shovrim, a receipt that you paid out your debt. All these things you found in the street. What do you do? So the Mishnah says, Harei ze lo yachzi, don't return it. Why don't you return it to the rightful owner? Because shema ksuvim hayu v'nim lachaleim. This is kind of what you were suggesting. Maybe it was written and they changed their mind. Right? The husband wanted to give a divorce to his wife and he said, I'm not going to give her the get. Changed his mind. Maybe he had in mind to free his eved and changed his mind. So you can't return it to the eved, the isha, because maybe nim lachaleim. Shlolinam, he decided not to give it to the person who was intended initially. So now the Gemara asks on this Mishnah. V'chi nim lachaleim. So even if he does change his mind, Mayhavi, what's the big deal? The ha amris edav b'chasumav zachin lo. The moment you write a document and edim sign upon it, your properties now have a lien that now the rightful people are able to collect it. So let's forget the case of get shichur and the right. So shichur, right? But the ones that have a monetary ramifications. So the case of matana, let's say, or the shovrim or daitiki, which all are related to mamon. So then they should have a tfisa. In the land, the moment of the ksiva, even though he changed his mind afterwards, the kinyan already is done. Mishas chasima sa'idim. That's the question on Abaya. The Gemara says no. Hane mile heicha de kamati liyade. The edim chasumim al ashtar create a shibud only if he, in the end, gives the money over. He hands over the document. Does it work? Aval heicha de lamati liyade. If it never gets to the hand of the makabel matana or to the person receiving the shover, then alarming. We don't say that.
Meaning that
right. I'm sure there's machlokis l'mafreya or mikan l'haba. Meaning it might be that the moment you give it to him, so l'mafreya was good, or maybe mikan l'haba, it was always good, but if it doesn't finish, it never gets finalized. I'm sure there's a machlokis like that. But either way, l'mafreya is probably the easier way to understand. So that's how Abaye gets out of that. So still, we're holding on to the idea that when Edim chasumim al ashtar, the shibud exists the shas ksiva, so long as the document's given over to the mikaba. So then the Gemara asks another question. Ela masnis in our Mishnah, dikatani matzah shtari chov. You find a document that a person owes money to the bank. Im yesh behem achrayos, if there's achrayos, that means he has to pay on his lukuchos, the mishubadim even. If there's yesh behem achrayos nechasim lo yachse, we don't return the document to the bank. And the Gemara said, v'okimna v'kishachai modi. Even if the lova, even if I agree that I owe money to the bank, we still don't return it. Why? We're concerned that maybe I wrote the document in Nisan. I didn't borrow the money until Tishrei. Not fair to the people who bought land from me between Nisan and Tishrei. So for that reason, we don't return it to the bank. So now the Gemara says, this Mishnah. Bishlam Alar of Asi, this Mishnah makes sense according to Asi. Damar Bishtari Akniyasa Mokila Bishtari Dilavak Nisa Kidamina. So he holds such a concept of Shar Hakna. So he's going to say that this case of the Mishnah is when it's not a Shtar HaKna. Right? When I wrote the document in Nisan, it wasn't a Shtar HaKna. That's why you can't collect from the Shibudim.
That's why you cannot return it either.
Exactly.
Right,
because these two types of Shtars exist. So our Mishnah is where it's Shtar Lav HaKna, where the Shibudim don't exist until Tishrei. It's not fair to collect anything before Tishrei. And since the document says Nisan, the bank might collect from someone between Nisan and Tishrei. That's how Rav Asi understands our Mishnah. Ela labai damar eda b'chasumim zachin lo. Ma'ikla meimar. Abai doesn't distinguish between different sharas. Any shtar that has edim, the kinyan, the zechus exists at that moment. So then the question becomes, how do you understand the Mishnah, that Mishnah there?
If you say that the love is moda, how could you understand it?
If you say that the love is moda to it, so then it should exist. Shibud should exist already from Nisan, and the bank has every right to collect it from Nisan.
So there is no issue.
Why you shouldn't return it? You should have to return it.
You should have to return it
in every case. So the Gemara says, "No, Amar lecha bai." Bai says back, "Masnisin hainu time." The reason the Mishnah we don't allow you to return it, even though they're edim chasumim alav, you can't return the shtar to the bank. The chayish lepiraon leknunya. We're concerned that maybe he paid back. The lover really paid back. I paid back my $1,000 to the bank. But now we're doing some knunia, some type of games here. I'm saying bank, I'm giving the bank the money back. And the bank's going to try to collect from me. And I'm going to claim I have no money. Take from Reuven. I sold my property to Reuven. So now the bank's going to unrightfully take from Reuven. And then he and the bank and I will split the $1,000 property for $500 each. So we're concerned people playing games, people cheating. So that's how Abai explains it. And that's why we don't return it back to the bank. If it fell, the chor, if it fell down, that means there's something, the bank was right, the document was already paid off already.
Right, the chance of somebody losing
an IOU,
yeah. It's not very
exactly. So the fact that it was lost seems to indicate there's some games going on here. That's all how Abai understands this. But then the Gemara says it's not so clear. Ul Shmuel, that's only according to one opinion. But Shmuel holds the Amar lo chashinan lepiran lekununya. He doesn't hold of such a thing. People don't cheat and play games. We trust people. So we're not concerned that the bank's going to recollect the money and get it from Reuven and split the proceeds with the Loven. Unlikely. So my ikla meimar. So what are you going to explain? How will you read the Mishnah then? Why wouldn't you return the document according to Abaye if you say Adam zochin lo? So you should have, the bank should have every right. If I admit I owe money to the bank should be able to collect from all the different shibudim and lekuchos, because already from Nisan, when I wrote the document, the Adam were zocha, all the properties to the bank. And when I sold it afterwards, there's a lien. So my iklamim, or how is Shmuel going to say why you wouldn't return the document back to the bank? So the Gemara says, Hanicha, it makes sense if Shmuel holds Isavar La Kirvasi, Damar Bishtar Hakna, then he would say that Moki Masis, and he would say that Armish is a Shtar De La Hakna. And therefore, from the Shask Siva Nisan, there was no right to collect from the Lakuchos. That's why you don't return it. So if Shmuel holds like Kirvasi, then the Mishnah would make sense. Again, you wouldn't return it to the bank, because the bank might collect it from the Lakuchos that were prior to Tishrei, which they didn't have a right to collect because it wasn't a Shtar Hakna. But Ella, but if you say Isavar Kabaye, if Shmuel holds like Abaye, Damar Edom Bechasum Mim Zachin Lo, where regardless of what type of shtar it is, Edom are always Zocha from the Shas Nisan, so you should always return the money to the bank. The bank has every right to collect it. And Shmuel doesn't hold of Priyon and Kanunya. There's no cheating going on here. So why not return the money to the bank? So why not return the shtar to the bank? So Ma'ikla Meima. So he has to say completely differently now. Now pay attention to Shmuel. We have to know Shmuel for Amud Beis. So Shmuel Moki L'masnisin Kishein Chayimode, where I don't agree to owing money. That's why you don't return it.
Right.
So Gemara says, if I don't agree to it, Ihachi. So if I don't agree to owing you money, so I understand why you don't return the money, the document to the bank. But Ihachi, that's the case. Kiein Behen Achrayos Nechasim. When it's a document without Nechasim, Amayachzer. Why do you? I don't admit to owing money. So they found the document. So now you're returning to the bank. So why would you return to the bank? So granted, nehi delo gavi min mishabdi, you can't collect from the shibudim, the lekuchos, because there's no achrayos on it anymore. But mibnei charib magvi gavi, but you're going to collect from my properties, which I currently own, and I don't agree to this. And if the bank really owed, if I owed money to them, they should have held on to it. They dropped it. It seems that there's a reisa in their claim. So says Shmuel, very big chiddush, Shmuel atamei, Shmuel goes according to Shita, damar Shmuel omer, he says, Haya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir holds, Shtar Chov She'ein Bo Acharayos, Ein Gove Lo Mi Mishabde Lo Mi Bechari. He has his clout.
Oh, wow.
Document without Acharayos is worthless. You can't collect from anybody, not from the Mishabadim and not even from my Bnei Chorin. It's worthless.
Well, I'm not from a Talmud, but you kind of just...
Nothing. It's a worthless document. Which bank would ever lend it's money without Acharayos? Why do you write a document without having a lien on the property?
Yeah.
It makes sense that no bank would ever lend money without having the proper lien.
Anybody signed start like that? Just there should be something.
Well, we're assuming it's a lot of money, and this could have been no.
Well, whatever the amount of money is, that's maybe right. The question is, why would this document exist then?
Right. To begin with. Right.
What would such a document? If there's no lien, it's worthless.
He another maze pana, maybe. So if it's a little more, you know, so the guys.
He trusted the guy a little bit.
Trusted, but if you have a star, you say, you know what? Just between maybe just no misunderstandings in a few years that it was.
Now there clearly now here is a case where there's a misunderstanding, and the bottom malva, the bank is there's no way to prove it.
Maybe forgot. He said, listen, you didn't lend me 100, you lend me 50.
Right.
So can't really collect.
So this it's a worthless document. But maybe between them, they thought maybe So then the question becomes, if this is really a worthless shtar, if it's a shtar shein bar achrayos, so the Mishnah says you return it back. You return it to the Malva. So what are you returning the document to the Malva for? Because he's not going to, it's worthless.
Anyway, right.
So the Gemara says, So from after the fact that the shtar can't be used to collect, why do you return it to the bank? So Amar Rabbi Nathan Baroshaya Latsur al Pitz Luchuso Shel Navim, in order to use it to cover his flask, it's a little cork. Okay, so the Gemara says, so Vinhadri Lelove Latsur al Pitz Luchuso Shel Lova. So why does a bank get this cork? Give it to the Lova. Clearly the Lova needs more than the bank. Give it to the Lova as a cork. The Gemara says, Lova Hudamar, you can't give it to the bank and to the borrower because the Lova says Amar Lo Hayu Dvar Me'olam. He denies the whole thing. If he denies it existing, so we give it to the Malva to use as his cork.
Okay. So now we hold that according to Shmuel, according to everybody else, he's talking that it was Mode.
Right.
And according to Shmuel, he's the only one who holds that it's not Mode, and that it's a star that has no achrayas and achrayas. You cannot collect
exactly.
It no matter what.
Perfect, exactly. It's good to chaz that. We're going to need that in a second. So Shmuel says, Eina Mode.
Shmuel, if he was Mode.
It was Mode. Shmuel would say, then you have to collect. Yeah,
it's
return. Yeah.
He has to return.
Yeah. Because he holds, he's not concerned of people playing games, Shmuel. He's not concerned of Piran and Lekununya. So you turn back to the bank. It's clearly the bank's. I agree, you agree. Let's collect. So then the Gemara says, now there's another sheet on Rabbi Elazar, Machlokas, Bishain Chai Mode. He agrees to Shmuel, where it's a case where they don't agree to it. I don't agree that I owe money to the bank at all. The Rabbi Meir, Savar, Shtar, Shain, Bachrayos, Nechosim, Eino, Gove, Lomi, Bishavdi, Lomi, Nechare. Rabbi Meir says, since the document is worthless, like Shmuel says, you could return it back to the bank, and they can't collect anybody anyways.
Yeah, where are we getting Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Meir?
Rabbi Lazar is explaining the Mishnah now.
Okay.
So the Machlokas, the Mishnah is where Eino Moda.
Right.
So now we're going to break it down. So I don't admit to it. So why does Rabbi Meir say you return the document back if there's not Chayos? Because it's useless. You can't do anything. Again, the Rabbi Meir Savar, Shtar, Shein, Bachrayos, Nechosim, you can't collect it, so it doesn't hurt to give it back to the bank. Rabban Savre, here we read the parentheses, even though normally we don't. Rabban Savre, Mimishabdi Hudulogavi. You can use a document without a chraos to collect from Mishubadim, but you can collect Mibnechari Migvi. You can collect from my property now. So since it's a case where I don't admit to it, so the Rabban don't allow them to return the document to the bank because they're going to collect from me. I don't admit to it. So that's why Rabbanan don't allow you to return the document to the bank. Rabbi Meir says you can because the document they hold is useless. Meaning they're arguing about
a
shtar that doesn't have achrayos, can you collect from Mibnei Chorin? That's
machlokas. The whole machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan is whether a shtar without achrayos is good or not.
Exactly. To collect from Bnei Chorin.
Exactly.
Aval, but it's the case, Kishachai Moda, if I as a lover agree that I do owe money, if I call Yachzer, I can return it. And Velo, Chashino, Lipiron, Leknunia, like Shmuel holds, Rabbi Elazar holds as well, that we're not concerned that they're playing games. I admit, you admit, they found it on the floor. Okay, it's a mistake, they dropped it, returned to the bank, and they could collect from me, or even collect from the Mishubadim. Now comes along Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Machlokas Kishachai Moda. He says, no, the whole Machlokas, the Mishnah is, even when I agree that I owe money, there's still a machlokas. Why? The Rabbi Meir Savar Shtar Shein Bachrayos Nechasim Mimishabdei Hudulogave Ava Mibnei Chori Migvei Gavi. Here Rabbi Meir holds differently. Everyone agrees Achrayos you can never use. If it doesn't say Achrayos, you can never collect your Mishabadim. There's a debate within Rabbi Meir now whether he thinks you can use such a shtar to collect from Bnei Chorim. So Rabbi Yochanan thinks that Rabbi Meir thinks you can collect from Bnei Chorim. So in this case, that's what Rabbi Meir says, if there's no achrayos, you can return the document according to him, right? If there's no achrayos, Rabbi Meir says you can return it because you'll still collect from me, Bnei Chori. He's okay with that. Right? That's what he says?
I think it's the opposite. I think he says you cannot return it because he might be able to collect. Right?
No, Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah says you're allowed to if there's no achrayos. If there's no achrayos, you can return it. Right. Ein ba machrayos, nechasim yachzir. You can return it.
Okay. No, so the question is, if you have achrayos...
Because he admits, I owe money. Kishachai moda now.
Oh, this is kishachai, right, okay.
So of course, so it collects from me. And the mishubadim, the kuchos aren't losing out.
Right.
But now according to the rabbanan who hold, I admit that I owe money to them, savre mimishabdi navi gave. If it doesn't say achrayos on it, the document's even greater now. You could still use a shtar without achrayos to collect from the lekuchos. So that's why you don't return to the bank, because now lekuchos are going to be losing out. Ah, it doesn't say achrayos. So the Gemara later on, Daf Yudal, I think, is going to say, any document that doesn't say achrayos was clearly a toh sofer. No one would ever write such a document without achrayos. So if it was missing, it was clearly a mistake. It was meant to be there, and therefore achrayos is there and can be used to collect from Mishubadim.
Completely polarized opinion. If it doesn't say achrayos, it's good for nothing. And the other one, if it doesn't say achrayos, if even from the Mishubadim you're allowed
exactly.
to Wow.
Yeah, so it's very complicated, and it's within Kishachai Moda versus also Kishain Chai Moda.
Right.
And Rabbi Lazar versus Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Meir versus Chachamim. That's why it's so confusing trying to keep the cheshbonos, which in next half of the Amud will make it very confusing, as you'll see. So a Rabbanan, it gets worse. Now Rabbanan Savre, Rabbanan hold, Mimishavdi na migave, about Kishain Chai Modev, when Ayat Zalova don't admit to owing money, Divri Akol Lo Yachs, everyone agrees to you, don't return, because Rabbi Yochanan holds the Chashinon Lipiron. He is concerned that I paid it off, maybe, and now they're playing some games here and cheating. That's the opinion. So now we have, just to review before I do the next part, we have Rav Asi and Abaye about Shtar Hakna versus not Shtar Hakna. And we have Abaye about Edim Chasumim al Ashtar Zochanlo. And then we had Shmuel, who says the case is he's not concerned with Piron and Kinunya. And he's our whole Mishnah is Kishain Chayim Moda. That's why there's certain restrictions of returning it, because I don't admit to owing it. And then we had Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar again holds the Machlokas is when we are not Moda. Machlok is whether such a star, which doesn't have a chraos on it, can you use it to collect or is it useless? And then Rabbi Yochanan is the opposite, when kishachai mode, so that's the fine. So now the Gemara wants to know. Tanya kevase de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brice that's going to support the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Exactly. But it's going to be a tiyufta to Rabbi Elazar b'chad. It's going to be one kasha to Rabbi Elazar, and tiyufta to Shmuel b'tarti. Now it's going to be a double tiyufta to Shmuel. So now we have to go through each of these opinions slowly and work through the price. This is where it gets very confusing, if it wasn't up until now. Now, this is why I think it's the hardest daf in this first half of Maseches Bava Metzia'. Okay, so what's this price? First wide line. Matzah shtarichov, you find the shtarichov on the floor. V'yesh b'machrayos nechasim. It has a chrayos nechasim. Okay. Afa pishishnei modim, even though both parties agree I owe money, and the bank agrees that you owe money to me. Lo yachzi, you don't return it to the bank. Lo lezeh, not to either parties. And seemingly because we're concerned of the lekuchos. So Gemara is going to break this down, how this works out. Now, ein b'machras, if there are no achras on this document, ein b'machras nechasim, then bizman shehalove mode, when the lover admits to this, yachzi lemalve. Because if there's no achras, according to this understanding, you cannot collect from the
right. This will be the first case where it was concerned there was Nissan and he signed it in Nissan and he gave money on Tishrei. Would that be the
right now I'm not sure if this is the concern. I mean, it must be that I guess you're right. When you wrote it in Nissan and right. You gave it, you borrowed in Tishrei. So if there's no Nechasim, so when the Love is Mode, you're machzir to the Move, to the Malve. Now that's exactly Shita's Rabbi Meir. We'll just read the line here. Ein halove moder. If the lover doesn't agree to this, lo yachzir, lo lezer, divrei Rabbi Meir, shaya Rabbi Meir Omer, shtare sheish b'machrayos nechasim. If there are chrayos on it, he holds gove nechasim mishubadim. You collect from the mishubadim. That's why if there's a nechasim, you never return it back. That's Rabbi Meir. And he holds shein b'machrayos nechasim. If there are nechrayos, he holds gove Menechasim b'nei chorim, you only collect from b'nei chorim, but you don't collect from the mishubadim. So that's all according to Rabbi Yochanan, because again, he's admitting here. This brayta we just said, the lova says when the lova admits bizman shalova mode, you return it to the malva. That's all according to Rabbi Yochanan said. However, chachamim omrim echadeh v'echadeh gover menechasim mishubadim. He holds whether the shtar has a chraos or whether it doesn't, you can always collect from mishubadim. That was Shita's Rabbi Yochanan who holds that Chachamim hold, even without Nechasim, Achras Nechasim, you could still collect Mishubadim.
That's why they say you're not allowed to return.
Even Kishelov and Moda, you cannot return.
Right.
So that's all according to this is the Tanik of Ashi Rabbi Yochanan.
Even on Nechasim, even on one that they say Mishubadim, you're not allowed to return.
Exactly. Fine. So how is this a Tiyufta to Rabbi Elazar? So Gemara says Tiyufta to Rabbi Elazar Bechada. This is a one Kashi against Rabbi Elazar. How so? Damar le Rabbi Meir. Says Rabbi Meir, shtar she'ein ba'achraos nechasim, Eino gove b'nechasim shibadim lo b'nechasim b'nechor. So they say that if it's a shtar that doesn't have nechasim, you can't collect from anybody. That's Shitas Rabbi Elazar. Right. The kamar bein the Rabbi Meir bein the Rabbanan lo chashinan the kununu. And he also says, number two, he says the second thing, that he's not concerned of people playing games. However, our Brisa says, Katani, Shtar Shein Bamechayas Nechasim, Mimishavni Hudulo Gavi, Hab Nechor Migve Gavi. He holds, our Brisa says, no, Rabbi Meir thinks, granted, you can't clap from the Shubadim if it doesn't say Nechasim Echayas Nechasim, but you can clap from Bene Chorim. That's number one Kasha against Rebbe Elazar. The Katani, Bain Rabbi Meir, Bain the Rabbanan, Chashin Lekununya. And he also, our Brisa also goes against Rebbe Elazar in a second factor, in that our Brisa is concerned of playing games. How so? Afa pisha shnei modim. Even though both people agree, the Malv and Lover both agree, and it's a case of no achrayos, still it says, lo yachzir, lo lezeh, lo lezeh. You don't return to either party. Alma chashin lekununya. Our Brisa is concerned of people playing games with each other. So that's the reason why our Brisa doesn't go in accordance with Rebbe Elazar. So now the Gemara asks the obvious question. Hani tartihu. We said above there's only one tiyufta to Rebbe Elazar. We just presented two tiyuftas against Rebbe Elazar. Number one is he thinks, according to Rabbi Meir, a shtar shein bo nechasim has no use. Abayis says it can be used to collect bnei charin. Number two is Rebbe Elazar wasn't concerned of playing games. Abayis was concerned of playing games. Gemara says you're right. It's a good kasha. Going to the top of Yudalad Amar Aleph now. Chadahu. It's really considered one because the chad tamhu. It's all one reason. Why? Why is it one reason? The mishum the kamer Rebbe Elazar machlokes b'shein chay moder who mitar tachi. Since Rebbe Elazar had to establish our mishnah as a case where the lova is in moder, that resulted in these two outcomes. I mean, there's one cause of this. Once he said shein chay moder, he was forced in the corner of having to say that the shtar shein bo nechasim is useless, and he was also forced into saying that lo chashin and lekunun pira and lekununya. So even though they're really two machlokesim, it stems from one real reason. And that's why it was classified as one difference as opposed to two differences. Okay. I think we all see why it's very confusing. Let's go a little bit further.
What
just get
that,
to...
What was the last part?
Yeah, look at the top Rashi here. I'll show you. Top Rashi in Yudalad says, Mishanei chadahu dechad taimhu. Even though we said there are really two differences between Rebbe Elazar and the Braisa, it comes from one reasoning. How so? Tam echad his kiku. One reason forced Rabbi Elazar loma es shtein. He forced him to say two different things. Dimishum de kamar, because he said machlokas of the Mishnah is b'shein chay moda. That's how he established the Mishnah. Once he set that out, huskak lomar, he was forced into the corner now to say, he had to say shein gove afil mibnei chorin. The shtar that doesn't have achraus nechasim, according to Rabbi Meir, cannot collect even from the bnei chorin. That's one. And the chaver and the hutra chlasayim, and since he had to then conclude, aval quotes, aval kishachayv moda tibar kol yachzir, when they both agree, you have to return the document to the bank, huska glomer, he was forced into saying then, lo chashin on lekununya. He couldn't say that we are concerned of cheating. So again, that initial statement of, machlokas kishen chay moda, it caused him to say two different things.
But you cannot say that in the hold of his right hand, that's it, and, or... Both Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar,
Rabbi Elazar is a Moris, we can't go against the Brisa. Our mission is confusing. The mission is not clear of anything.
Right.
So the Brisa is very clear.
The Brisa is clear, yeah.
So therefore, he can't go against the Brisa unless he has another Brisa that supports him. So that's why it's 1/2 tiyuftas against Rabbi Elazar in support of Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara says, we'll go a few more lines and we'll stop here. Now Shitas Shmuel. So tiyufta de Shmuel Batarte. We said that there are two kashes on Shmuel. So chada number one is Rebbe Elazar. One is like Rebbe Elazar. Deha moki masisin b'shein chay moda. Shmuel established our mishnah as a case when they're not agreeing to. So our brisa clearly said when kishachay moda. That was the case of the brisa. That's one kasha in Shmuel. The chada, the second kasha in Shmuel is damar Shmuel holds matzah shtar hakna b'shuk yachzil b'aylam. You find the shtar hakna that was already when the lover wrote the document in Nisan. He wrote a shtar hakna. That is a shibud and all the properties, so that he holds, Shmuel holds apparently, that you do return to the Baal. But lo chashinon lipiron, and we're not concerned of piron. So it's a tiyufta also, why? Dikatani, because our brisa says, hacha, afa pishish ne modim, even when they both agree, so you should think, you should return the document, because even the lova agrees. Our brisa says, lo yachzi, you don't return to the bank, lo lezeh, Alma, we see from here that our Braisa holds Chayshino Lipiron. We are concerned of that was paid already, and then maybe they're playing some type of games here. The Kol Shkein Hachal, so certainly here in this case, when you just find the Stam Shtar Hakana, the Lo Modeh Lover, where the Lover doesn't agree to the Shtar Hakana, certainly that case, Chayshino Lipiron, you should certainly be concerned of Piron. As Shmuel says, we are not concerned of Piron. So that's why it's double Tiyufta on Shmuel. Okay, we will.
So what's going to happen?
The Gemara ends off as Tiyufta.
And that's it.
Now the Gemara is going to try to go back to understand Shmuel's opinion.